Welcome to Chapter 4 of Christian Beliefs. Now we're going to take a look at creation. What is creation? Grudem says, in this chapter, we seek to understand how God created the universe, what kind of universe he created, and how we should think about creation today. Let's go ahead and we'll jump right in. The first point Grudem wants to focus on is the created creation, the created creation. He says God created the universe out of nothing. Nothing but God existed before the universe was created. This is Genesis 1:1, John 1:3, Colossians 1:16. Note this, that we have a creation that our Creator created out of nothing. The only one who could create out of nothing is Creator God. This is perhaps one of the most clear and truest reflections of the uniqueness, the holiness of our God. He has done what no one and nothing else could. There was no Big Bang. There is instead the Bang Maker that we know of as Creator God, Creator Christ, as given to us and introduced and explained and then met in the Bible. Amen. Grudem goes on and he says, God spoke all of creation into existence, Genesis 1, verse 3 through 25, except for man. He didn't speak man into creation. Both man and woman were created by God's very breath, Genesis 2, 7 and 22. Human beings are the only ones that God made, quote, in his own image, Genesis 1, 27. To be in God's image means to be like God and to represent God. Man is the pinnacle of all creation and appointed to rule over the rest of creation. Again, Genesis 1, verse 28 through 31. Scientific theories that do not see God as the creator fail to give us the dignity that is given by the biblical account. Think about that. When the evolutionists and those scientists that push away the truth of God, they want you and me to think that something came out of nothing, and when a big bang occurred, somehow we became some DNA soup in the water that later sprouted legs and began to walk. It's ridiculous. To believe that something would come from nothing is ludicrous. And yet this is what our professing scientists would have us to believe. I would just say this to you, aside from Grudem, as I've engaged with people who want to debate this biblical Christian understanding of creation, I say to them that, look, I have a beginning. The Bible gives me, God's word establishes, Christians know that the beginning is clear. Creator Christ began all things. Those who hold to evolution and other scientific theories, which, by the way, are nothing more than wishes and hopes, but those who hold to this, quote, scientific approach are literally standing with nothing to stand upon. As I've shared with them before, there's no intellectual integrity to such positions, for a story without a beginning is not really a story. It's a fabrication. So this understanding of biblical accounting for creation, it's so much bigger than most people realize. Grudem says that when our observations of the natural world seem to conflict with our understanding of Scripture, we should look again at both, seeking to find where our limited understanding and imperfect knowledge of either could be wrong. If what we think and see does not align with the truth of God's word, then we are thinking and seeing incorrectly, whether it's our evaluation of what we see or our evaluation and understanding of the word. But make no mistake, reality and God's word will never contradict, never. And that's especially true when it comes to creation. Let's take a look at the second aspect, the distinct but dependent creation that God has given us. As creator, God is distinct from his creation, but God is also intimately involved with his creation. This is what makes our living God not only true and powerful, but think about the love that's on display here. All you've got to do is read Job 12:10, Acts 17:25, again, verse 28 in Acts 17, and 29, verse 29. You'll see this laid out. Grudem says, God is both involved in and distinct from creation. Creation, all of it, is dependent upon him. He is near. He is our refuge and our strength. He's a very present help in times of trouble. Amen. That's Psalm 46:1. Let's take a look at the glory-giving creation. Creation gives God glory. All of creation was made to give God glory. If we don't have this understanding, we're going to miss the point of creation. I encourage you to read Isaiah 43:7, Revelation 4, verse 11, and Jeremiah 10, verse 12. Let's take a look, one last piece, at the goodness of creation. Creation was made good. It was sin and sinners who have corrupted and stained God's good creation. Grudem says that Genesis 1:31 tells us, when God looked over everything that he had made, he considered it very good. Amen. That's 1 Timothy 4:4 being pointed back to Genesis. If you take a look at the biblical account, you'll see that creation was made good. Very good. We should joyfully use the abundant earth that God has given us, and we should seek to develop it as we were instructed in Genesis 1, in a way that brings glory and honor to the God who's created it. You see, we are his ambassadors. We are here representing God, the Creator, over his creation, and it's our privilege to represent him, both in the means of the physical creation, but even more so, in and amongst those who have been created in his image. May we, Christian, may we be the ambassadors of Christ over the physical and the spiritual aspects of what he's given us in creation. Amen and amen.